这个测验呢，都是根据我们基督徒与受苦苦难之间的这个关系来设计的。
And this is the test about Christians and suffering.
对错题，下面有十个陈述，十句话，大家看一看哪句话是对的，哪句话是错的。
True or false? And 10 lines, 10 questions. You see which ones are true and which ones are false.
第一个问题，真信徒在今生中很少会经历疾病、试炼和痛苦。错 ，OK， 好，明显是错的啊！我还没有翻译出来呢，答案已经出来了。好，第二个问题，真信徒，大家等他翻译完以后再回答啊。真信徒实际上可能比不信的人在今生中经历更多试炼和痛苦。
So Christians experience more suffering than those that do not believe.
对还是错？
对。
对了。哇，大家都答得很准确哈。我们再看第三个问题哈。使徒保罗是一个免受痛苦、逼迫或疾病的绝佳例子。
Disciple Paul is one who did not have to suffer as an example.
错，哇，大家眼睛都很亮啊。Yeah. 好，第四个问题哈。耶稣说，因为你们爱我，所以所有人都必爱你们。
Jesus said, because you love me, all people will love you as well.
错呀，正好相反哈、啊。主人啊，我们跟随的主都受逼迫哈、啊，我们跟随的人是一样的。好，第五个，圣经教导痛苦和逼迫可能使我们得着个人和属灵的益处。
The Bible teaches that suffering will cause us to have benefits.
对了呀，感谢主哈、啊。那第六个问题哈、啊，圣经说你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。
The Bible says you are suffering for justice, which is also a good thing.
对了呀，感谢主哈，看来今天大家都打100分了哈。好，第七个问题哈，圣经教导上帝最终会让万事相互效力，让爱他的人得益处。
The Bible teaches that the Lord uses all things to help those that love him.
对，第八个问题哈。圣经教导我们应该试图与那些逼迫我们的人相处。
The Bible also teaches that we ought to try to work with those that cause us suffering.
好、哦，是这样吗？啊，这个不一定啊。耶稣教导我们是为我们的仇敌祷告，为逼迫我们的人祷告。当逼迫来的时候呢，你们要逃，这圣经里有讲啊。所以不一定与他们相处，但是我们心中。要爱他们、啊、所以这个是错的、啊、好，第九个问题，上帝不会离开或离弃那些因基督的缘故受苦的人。
The Lord will not leave those that are suffering due to Christ.
对了，最后一个、啊、上帝应许我们越有信心的为他而活，我们将更少承受痛苦和试炼。
The Lord says that as we have more faith in him, we'll suffer less and less.
错，好，我们大部分人得90分。这些问题对我们来说有一点简单哈，因为我们都了解圣经的教导。
So for most of us, we are 90%, because we understand most of Jesus' teachings.
但是我们真知道这个道理能够活在我们的生命当中吗？
But does this reflect in our own lives?
这是对我们每一个要跟随他的基督徒的一个挑战。
This is a challenge for us, those that follow Christ.
信耶稣之后，我们不仅不能够免除世人所经历的这些的生老病死，这些痛苦的这些的 suffering, 这些痛苦，而且还要受更多的苦。
Those of us that become Christians, not only do we have to suffer the sufferings that all people suffer, but also additional suffering due to Christ.
那为什么我们还要信耶稣呢？
So why do we believe?
圣经里讲的是很清楚啊，这个在约翰福音的16章33节说，在世上你们有苦难。
The Bible says very clearly in John that in this world you will have troubles.
别人有的我们也没办法这个免去的。
Those that all people have, we also must suffer as well.
而且更进一步，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
And St. Timothy says, my persecution and suffering that happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra, which persecutions I endured, yet from them all the Lord rescued me.
这是比不信的人更加了一步的。
there's more things that we have to be have to suffer through.
因着我们信耶稣，因着我们跟随耶稣的缘故，会多受逼迫的。
Due to Christ, we will have more persecutions.
而且更进一步哈，彼得在这里讲啊，这件事情本来就是神给我们的呼召，本来就是要让我们做这件事的。
And in 1 Peter tells us that it is part of our calling that we have to go through these.
你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可喜悦的。你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
It says, but how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it, but if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you are called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps.
因为行善而受苦，这是我们呼召我们，神呼召我们要做的事。
If we do good and be punished for it, this is the calling that we have received.
讲到荣耀，没有人反对的，我们都愿意哈在神的里面得荣耀。
When we talk about glory, no one is against that. Everybody desires to be glorified in God.
我们都希望跟随神啊，我们得到一切的祝福。
We wish for all the benefits of following Christ.
我们希望跟随神，我们内心有平安有喜乐。
That we will have peace and we will have joy.
我们希望跟随神，我们遇到的困难，神来帮助我们，能够解决这些困难。
That He would help us with any problems that we might face.
病得医治，鬼被赶走，风浪被平息，这些都是我们羡慕的，没有问题。
That all the sicknesses that we might have would be healed, and all the troubles we face would be gone, and this is what we desire.
然而，主耶稣基督在这种情况下，却把我们的眼光，把门徒的眼光引向 suffering, 引向受苦这件事情。
Yet God oftentimes puts our sight towards suffering.
这是当时的门徒没有想到的。
This is not something that disciples thought would happen.
也是对。今天的门徒的一个挑战。
It's also a challenge for today's disciples.
如果你跟随耶稣，不仅不能免除这些生老病死，其他人所经历的一切，而且在额外还要加上逼迫的话，你还要跟耶稣吗？
If you follow Christ and you can't get rid of any of the sufferings that you would suffer either way, but add additional suffering, would you still follow him?
所以荣耀之前要先经过十字架，要先过受苦的阶段。
So glorification requires suffering.
这是主耶稣基督花了很大的精力帮助当时的门徒一定要明白的道理。
This is something that Jesus spent a lot of time trying to get the disciples to understand.
这个问题的回答也是我们今天跟随主的人每个人都必须要面对必须要回答的关键性的问题。
This is also a question that we all must ask ourselves and have an answer for.
我们只有了解了跟随主这个受苦与荣耀之间的关系先后的次序，我们才能够真正的来做主的门徒。
Only when we understand how suffering and glorification work together can we truly follow Christ.
所以今天求主来帮助我们。
And so today we ask God to help us.
让我们不光是这里明白啊，让我们心里也能够去领受这样的真理。
That our head knowledge can transfer into an experience with God.
马可福音其实分段很简单的啊，就分成两大段。
Gospel Mark splits into two big parts.
围绕这两个问题来讲的。
There's two questions.
从一开始第一章第一节一直讲到八章三十节，就是为了回答一个问题。
From chapter 1 and chapter 8, it answers one question.
耶稣是谁？
Who is Christ?
耶稣到底是谁？
Who is Jesus?
花了八章半的时间、啊、耶稣在他们面前、啊、赶鬼医治平静风浪让他看到赦罪的权柄各方面的能力就让人认出、啊、原来这位站在他们面前的耶稣就是神所应许的基督那位救主
He spends the first half of the book curing diseases, calming storms demonstrating the power and glory that he comes with to show that he is Jesus the Christ
然后从八章三十一节开始，一直讲到这个马可福音的结尾，又回答了第二个主要的问题。
And from chapter 8:31 to the end, it asks the second question.
那这个问题就是说，耶稣是基督这句话到底是什么意思
？So if Jesus is Christ, what does that mean?
八章、九章、十章，耶稣反复三次向他们预告，他要钉十字架。
In chapters 8, 9, and 10, Jesus says that he will go to the cross.
然后11章、12章、13一直到16章就 demonstrate, 他就显明他是怎么走上十字架，怎么去在死在十字架上，然后三天以后从死里复活的。
And from 11 onwards, it's a demonstration of how he goes to the cross, dies on the cross, and comes back.
所以整个马可福音就是这两个问题。
And so the whole Gospel of Mark answers these two questions.
第一个，我们能不能够认出耶稣就是神所应许的那位救主？
Can we, first of all, can we recognize that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior?
第二个帮助我们明白啊，耶稣做基督是一个受苦的基督。
And secondly, to help us understand that Jesus is a suffering Christ.
是一个钉十字架的基督。
Is a Christ who will be nailed on the cross.
不仅如此，凡跟随基督的人也要跟他一起背十字架，走十字架的道路。
Not only so, but those that follow Christ will also have to carry their cross and carry their own crosses.
因为只有这样才能够走上一条通往最终荣耀的那条道路。
Only through this road can we receive glory.
因为只有这样先舍了生命才能够得到耶稣所应许的那个宝贵的生命。
Only if we forsake our own life can we receive the life that Jesus gives.
耶稣到底是谁？
So who is Jesus?
我去这个 Google search 一下哈， 0.43 秒当中就给了我289万个答案。
So I used Google, and I got, in 0.43 seconds, I got almost 3 million hits.
第一个跳出来是那个维基百科里的答案。
The first one was from Wikipedia.
他这里讲哈，耶稣基督本是三位一体的永恒神的第二位。
So it says that Jesus is the God 3-in-1, the second person in the Trinity.
称为圣子。
The glorious son.
为了将人类从罪恶中拯救出来
to save man from sin.
他降世为人，道成肉身。
That he became man from heaven.
注意下面一句话哈，他讲到点子了。他说他是旧约圣经所预言的弥赛亚。
He is the Messiah prophesied in the Old Testament.
就是受膏者的意思。
The one who is anointed.
因为他是神所高的君王和大祭司。
Because he is the priest and the king of the Old Testament.
不错哦。
Not bad.
这几句话都讲到点子上了。
It says all the main points.
尤其是最后一句话，他给我们解释耶稣是基督到底是什么意思。
And it does tell us, you know, who and what does it mean for Jesus to be the Christ.
所以今天我们要找到耶稣是谁这个答案，好像并不难。
So in order for us to know who Jesus is, it doesn't seem to be very difficult.
但当时的时候，这个耶稣问他说，别人说我是谁的时候，有各种各样的答案出来。
Yet at the time, a lot of, when he asked to the disciples, a lot of people had various answers.
啊，有人说他是施洗约翰，有人说他是这个以利亚再来，又有人说是先知中的一位。
Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others one of the prophets.
其实这些门徒给出的答案还都是比较客气的答案。
All these are a more proper answer.
不仅如此，还有很多人有其他的答案哦。
But not only so, there's a lot of other answers.
耶稣是靠鬼王赶鬼，有人是这样讲的哦。当时的人。
Some say he cast out demons because he's the devil.
有人说耶稣当时疯了。
Some say he's crazy.
有人说他是私生子。
Some say he's
born outside of marriage.
Born outside of marriage.
有人说他是罪人。
Some say he's a sinner.
也有人说他是从神那里来的。
And some say he's from God.
今天要问人的时候，有人可能说这耶稣是众多神明中的一个。
And some people say today will say he's one of the many gods.
你要问这个穆斯林的话，他会说哦，耶稣是先知，但是是比穆罕默德还小的先知。
If you ask a Muslim, they'll say, oh, he's one of the prophets, but he's a lesser prophet than Muhammad.
你问从大陆来的人，他可能说哦，这是世界众多名人当中的一个。
If you go to the mainland, they might say, oh, he's just a famous person.
所以耶稣到底是谁？无论是当时还是今天这个时代有各种各样的答案给出来。
So no matter if it's back then or now, there's plenty of answers for who Jesus is.
但当彼得代表众门徒回答说你是基督的时候，这是标准答案。
But when Peter answers, you are the Christ, this is the correct answer.
那在马太福音里面讲到这里的时候，耶稣马上又讲了一大段的话来夸奖彼得。
Now in the Gospel of Matthew, here Jesus actually complimented Peter.
说你给出这个答案，你讲的这个耶稣是基督啊，不是你自己讲的，是我天上的父启示你，你才能讲出来的。
He said, this is not from you, but this is from the Father who has spoken through you.
这实在是一个伟大的宣告，因为我的教会就要建造在这个磐石，在这个宣告上面。
He says that because of this, you will, the church will be built on you, Peter the Rock.
今天所有在地上纯正的教会，属于神的，属于基督的教会，一定是基于这一点的哈，告诉人耶稣是基督的。
All churches, all real churches today are built on this foundation that Jesus is the Christ.
但大家注意，在马可福音当中，这些都被略过去了。
But in Mark, this has all been ignored.
马上耶稣就转到第二个问题了。
Jesus asked the second question immediately.
马上耶稣就解释说，耶稣是基督到底是什么意思呢？
He immediately explains what does it mean for Jesus to be the Christ.
所以八章三十一节说，从此，当彼得回答了第一个问题，把这个答案讲出来之后，从此从这个时候开始，耶稣就开始马上就引导他们来思考耶稣基督到底是什么意思。
So ever since Peter makes his declaration, he then begins to teach them.
重点在这里了。
This is the main point.
因为这也是当时的门徒，包括今天的门徒，很难真正能够明白和接受的一点。
This is a point that disciples back then and now have a hard time understanding.
从此他教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again.
这是第一次他告诉门徒说他要受苦。
This is the first time he told the disciples that he must go through suffering.
第一次告诉门徒说他要上十字架。
The first time that he must go to the cross.
但是他每次讲到他要上十字架的时候，后面都要讲出来说他要从死里复活。
But every time he says he's going to the cross, he will say that he will rise again.
第八章讲完以后，到第九章再讲一次，于是教训门徒说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后过三天他要复活。
In chapter 9 again he says, because he was teaching his disciples, he said to them, the Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him and after 3 days he will rise.
所以这是耶稣在带着门徒走向耶路撒冷最后一次去耶路撒冷的路上，他就反复的在讲这件事。
And so this is the last time on the road to Jerusalem.That he continues to remind the disciples.
到第十章再讲一次，而且把更多的细节讲出来了。看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他的死罪，交给外邦人，他们要戏弄他，吐唾沫在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他。过了三天，他要复活。
And again in chapter 10.We are going up to Jerusalem, he said, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him. 3 days later, he will rise.
一次两次三次，为什么要讲三次？
Why does he say this three times?
重要的事情都要讲三次。
The important thing is you always have to say three times.
然后从第十一章开始，耶稣就开始实际的走上耶路撒冷，走上十字架。被抓被审被定罪被杀死，然后真的三天以后从死里复活。
And so this all comes true starting on chapter 11 where he goes towards Jerusalem, where he's arrested, where he's beaten, where he is nailed to the cross, and he resurrects in 3 days.
所以用一句话来概括整本马可福音的主题，就是耶稣是受苦的基督。
And so the main theme of Mark using one sentence is Jesus is the suffering Christ.
让我们一起来说一遍哈，耶稣是受苦的基督。光讲耶稣是基督不够。
To only say that Jesus is the Christ is not sufficient.
只讲耶稣是受苦的、钉十字架的不够。
To say that Jesus is a suffering man is not sufficient either.
必须把这两件事情同时讲，才是一个完整的福音。
Only together is it a true and complete gospel.
基督是一个荣耀的君王。
Jesus is a glorious king.
基督是神所拣选受膏的先知和祭司。
Jesus is the anointed one and the great priest.
基督是君王，要坐在荣耀的宝座上，所以基督这一部分是代表着他的荣耀。
Jesus is a king and needs to be set on the throne. This represents his glory.
但耶稣是基督，不是简单的从这个降生直接到了这个宝座。
But it's not just from earth directly into the seat.
他中间必须要经过十字架。
To get there, he must go through the cross.
必须要门徒们必须要明白哈、啊，通过十字架这条道路，先死后活这条路，才是真正得荣耀的那一条的正途。
The disciples must understand that to get to glory, we all must go through the cross.
所以通过彼得回答第一个问题，百分之百答对了之后，耶稣的反应就可以看出来。
And from Peter's answer, we can see Jesus' response.
你看，二十九节，这个彼得就回答出来，耶稣是基督。三十节，耶稣说什么？耶稣就禁戒他们，不要告诉人。
And in Mark 8:30, Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him.
而且不只是这一次啊，到了第九章第九节再讲一次。
And not just one time, but also in 9:9.
他们从变相山上下来的时候，耶稣嘱咐他们说，人子还没有从死里复活，你们不要讲所看见的告诉人。
As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders to not tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead.
为什么当时不可以讲？
Why can't they say at the time?
因为答案还不完整。
Because the answer was not complete yet.
因为他们还不真正明白耶稣是基督这句话到底是什么意思。
Because they still didn't fully understand what Jesus is the Christ. What does that mean?
他只是通过了阶段式的阶段性的考试。
This was just a midterm.
这个阶段完成了，但是下一个阶段他们还没有开始。
There's still more things that they had to learn.
所以这个时候不要讲。
So don't say it yet.
到什么时候可以讲？
So when can you say it?
你看到这个马可福音结尾的时候，
This is the end of Mark.
十六章第十五节说，他对他们说，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。
In Mark 16:15 says, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation.
马可福音的最后一句话就是门徒出去到处宣传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。
And the last line of Mark says, then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by signs that accompanied it.
好，到第十六章的时候，当这个结尾的时候，这个耶稣基督死而复活的救恩已经完成之后，门徒就要讲了，今天我们就要大大的宣扬耶稣基督死而复活的福音。
And so it's after Jesus completed his work that they can declare, who Jesus is and who the Christ is.
所以你看，耶稣是受苦的基督，这两方面是不可缺少的。
And so you see that both pieces, that Jesus is the suffering Christ, can't be missing.
今天我们传扬的福音是这样一个整全完整的福音。
Today when we preach the gospel is a completed gospel.
基督受苦这件事情是不能跳过的。
We can't skip over the fact that Jesus suffered.
在耶稣死而复活以后，还在跟门徒强调这件事情。
Even after he came back, he continued to emphasize this.
两个门徒走在去以马忤斯的路上，他们不明白，他们失望。
They were on their way to Emmaus, they weren't sure.
耶稣就提醒这两个门徒，基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
Says, did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?
后来保罗在向我们解释这个整全的福音，基督的福音的时候，他就特别强调，按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
And Paul in Romans tells us, and who through the spirit of holiness was appointed the son of God, empowered by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus our Lord.
好，这方面我们清楚了哈，基督是经过十字架而成为君王的。
And so now we're hopefully clear that it is the cross that Jesus is our king.
现在要结合到我们了啊，我们来想一想当时的门徒的回应是怎样的。
And so what did the disciples understand?
显然当时的门徒并不明白。
And obviously the disciples did not fully understand.
最明显的就是彼得的这个反应。
Which is through Peter's reaction.
耶稣明明说这话，彼得就拉着他劝他。耶稣转过来看着门徒，就责备彼得说，撒旦，退我后边去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Let's see what Peter says. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. Get behind me, Satan, he said. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns.
Yeah, 你听英文的话，那个翻译就是比较准的哈。那我们读中文的时候，彼得的反应是劝耶稣。
The English translation is slightly more accurate.
这个劝 实际上跟后面耶稣讲到责备他，这两个是一个词。
So in the English translation, both of these words are translated as rebuke.
实际上，彼得不是在劝耶稣，他是一个，你看这里讲的谴责、告诫，引申的含义就是禁止，而且是很严厉的一种态度，去指控、去责备的意思。
Okay, so it's the word rebuke means to censor or admonish, by implication forbid, to charge.
所以中文翻译到这里的时候，他这个翻译的人觉得说，哎呀，这个彼得好像不应该这样对待主啊。所以他把它翻译成劝，比较弱，比较不那么冒犯性的一个词。
So in the Chinese, it's a softer word initially that Peter said.
但实际上，这个马可写到这里用同一个词，是让我们去体会神的意思和人的意思当时那种激烈的交锋。
But Mark here uses the same word to show the conflict between man and God.
耶稣是明明的告诉他们。
Jesus told them very plainly.
把这个意思已经讲得很清楚很明白，没有任何的这个含糊的地方。
There's no misunderstanding available to them.
彼得不是不明白耶稣讲的话。
Peter doesn't not understand.
就是因为彼得听清楚了耶稣所讲的话，所以他才会这么强烈的反应啊。
It's because he understood what Jesus said that he reacts very strongly.
他这是很强烈、严厉的要去责怪耶稣啊，他不好意思当着其他门徒面，所以他就拉着耶稣跑到边上来。你就知道这个彼得当时的心里面是何等的矛盾的冲突。
You can see how strongly he felt as he grabbed Jesus aside, pulled him aside in order to rebuke Jesus.
然而主耶稣基督在这里也没有客气。
Yeah, at this time, Jesus also did not give any grace.
耶稣也很严厉地责备彼得。
He rebuked Peter at this time.
因为他所讲的话不仅是只是代表人的意思。
Because it was not only what man thought.
而且是代表撒旦在讲话。
But it's also what Satan wants.
当人体贴人自己的意思，实际上是落在撒旦的圈套当中。
Although this is what Peter thought for himself, this is also what the devil desired.
当人已经明白了神的意思，却不照着神的意思去说，不照着神的意思去做的时候，人就会落到撒旦的圈套当中。
If we understand what Jesus said or what God says, yet we disagree or we go direct against it, it means that we've fallen into the trap of Satan.
所以主说，撒旦退我后面去吧。
And so he says, Satan, get behind me.
从伊甸园开始，撒旦就用这种办法。
And from the beginning, Satan has always used these tactics.
让人去体贴自己的意思。
To make man want to do what man wants.
让人虽然知道说那个树不可以吃。
To know that, so we can't eat that the tree.
但是呢，他就体贴说，哎，这看着又好看，好像吃了又能够得智慧，眼睛又能明亮哈，体贴他自己的想法，他就会违背神的意思去做事。
But through man's desires of the beauty and the strength and the knowledge that it provided, that Adam and Eve desired after the apple or the fruit.
主耶稣基督受洗之后进到旷野的时候，撒旦也是用这种方法。
In the wilderness, Satan used same tactics again.
如果你是神的儿子，你就可以把石头变食物啊。
If you are, with Jesus in the wilderness, if you're really the Son of God, you can change rocks into bread.
如果你是神的儿子，你可以从圣殿上跳下来，用人的方法啊，吸引人的注意力来跟从你啊。
Can't you just jump off a building and take off and people believe you?
如果你是神的儿子，你不用吃苦上十字架啊，你只要拜我一下，我就把天下所有的权柄都给你，你不就得到这个权柄了吗？
If you're the Son of God, just lay before me once, and I will give you all things on all glory on earth.
魔鬼很了解人的心思，所以他故意的跳过十字架。他可以讲耶稣，他可以讲荣耀，可以讲耶稣，可以讲国度，可以讲耶稣，讲到神迹，但是中间就是没有吃苦受死的十字架。
In the devil's words, he will always skip over the suffering portion of the gospel.
所以耶稣是责备他，当时彼得的讲法就是撒旦的讲法。
So that's why Jesus had to rebuke him. What Peter's words equated to the devil's words.
接下来，他就呼召门徒。
And then he calls his disciples.
于是叫众人和门徒来对他们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then he called the crowd to him along with the disciples and said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me.
不光耶稣要经过十字架得荣耀，凡是要得到神的荣耀的门徒，也要跟他一样，背起十字架来跟从他。
All those that desire the glory of God must do the same, must take up their own cross and follow Jesus.
受苦是必须经过的。
Sufferingness is a necessity.
苦难，十字架带来的苦难是没有办法躲过去的。
We can't run from the suffering of the cross.
凡是盼望在耶稣基督里面得到那个真实生命的人，必须要经过十字架所带来的苦难。
Those that desire the eternal life of Christ must take up their cross.
那讲到受苦这件事情，不知道大家会想到什么。
And when we talk about suffering, I don't know what everyone thinks, what comes to mind.
彼得在彼得前书第四章第一节说，基督既在肉身受苦，我们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了。
In 1 Peter 4, it says, therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin.
耶稣为什么上十字架？受死受苦。
Jesus went to the cross, why did he suffer on the cross?
是针对人的罪讲的。
It's for the sins of man.
是为了代替人罪所带来的刑罚。
To take on the punishment of sin.
是让本来因为犯罪的人应当受的刑罚落到了他自己的身上，他来承担。
The punishment of for sin for man, he has taken it for us.
彼得很明白耶稣钉十字架的含义。
Peter understood clearly about that this.
所以他讲到这个苦的时候，他没有讲到说、哦、我们生病的苦、死亡的苦、我们这个孩子不听话带来这些的挣扎，他没有讲这些。
He doesn't talk about the sufferings that are natural, those that through sickness or through the disobedient children and so on and so forth.
这些在我们家庭、在我们生活、在我们与人相处当中带来这些的痛苦，是我们必须经历的。是的。
These are sufferings that we must go through.
而且在经历人生这些必须经历的生老病死、生死离别，遇到这些的软弱挣扎的时候，我们基督徒当有不同的态度，这是应当的。
To be a Christian and to suffer through the natural sufferings through life, we would have different attitude. This is what we're supposed to have.
但是大家注意，彼得在这里讲的受苦是讲的另外一件事。
But here, Peter talks about a different kind of suffering.
是讲到基督徒独有的一种的痛苦。
It's a suffering unique to Christ.
就是对付罪。
To face sin.
就是要对付我们肉体，肉体生来的时候就带着这个罪来的。今天耶稣钉十字架是把这个罪与我们的人已经分开了，但是我们在实际生活当中怎么能够让这个罪完全脱离我们这个人，在这个过程当中我们要 suffer。
Although Jesus has already separated our sin from us, as we're born into sin, we still have to live with it and we have to deal with it in through suffering.
这是我们今天要思考的，我们十字架的苦是怎样的一种苦。
This is something that we have to be thinking about today. The suffering through with sin, what kind of suffering is that?
我们立定一个心智是一个怎样的心智？
What is our attitude?
当我们立定心智要经受十字架的苦的时候，他说这就是一个兵器，打仗用的。
When we have decided to face sin, how are we arming ourselves? And this is the way we arm ourselves.
那这个兵器打仗针对那个对象是什么？
And who is the target of when we arm ourselves?
都说是那个罪。
It's that sin.
要让我们经过这场征战，征战得胜，胜过罪的捆绑，罪的缠累。
We need to have victory over sin.
我们当中有做牙医的，我们其他的人大概都去看过牙。
We have some dentists within us, and all of us have probably been to the dentist.
那做这个牙齿的深度清洗的时候
，and when we do our cleaning,
是蛮痛的哈。
It usually has a lot of pain.
那当然，现在的手段很好了哈，可以让我们不用那么痛哈。这个，但是那个过程就知道，要经过很深的、很多的时间、很多的功夫，才能够把我们的牙齿真正能够清洁的干净。
It takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, to clean our teeth very deeply.
那些污秽已经很长时间的这个粘在我们的牙齿上了。
Some of the plaque has been there for a long time.
要把这个牙齿能够清理的干干净净的哈，要下功夫的。
In order to clean it thoroughly, it takes a lot of effort.
我们生来这个罪一直粘在我们这个人身上。
When we were born, the sin has been with us since then.
如果要想把我们身上这些罪一点一点的清理出去、清理掉的话，我们自己在这个过程当中要认定这个受苦是要得益处的。
In order for us to clean away the sin that we were born with, it takes suffering to do so.
我在看那部福音电影啊，《The Chosen》啊，就是被拣选的时候，当中有一个情节很打动我。
There is a movie recently called The Chosen, and there's one part that was really moved me.
那知道那个很长一段时间，主耶稣在加利利的时候，许多人来跟从耶稣。
There's a scene where in Galilee, there's a lot of people following Christ at the time.
因为耶稣在那个时间里面，医治了很多人，赶出了很多的污鬼。
He healed a lot of people and he got rid of a lot of demons.
所以在那个电影当中，他就拍了一个场景，就是那些人呢都来找耶稣，排着大队要来耶稣来医治他们。
So there was a long line of people trying to see Jesus.
所以耶稣都没有吃饭的时间，从早到晚就是帮助这些有需要的人。
And so all day Jesus is helping these people and didn't have time to eat.
那门徒在做什么呢？
So what did the disciples do?
然后门徒也尽力想去帮忙。
They also tried to do their best to help.
维持秩序啊。
To help order.
然后那些从耶稣那里出来的时候，他们就去问说，哎，发生了什么？
To ask, you know, what happened.
但是从早到晚，他们最后也没有事干。
But at the end, they really didn't have much to do.
所以他们就点起篝火来，哈，耶稣在那边医治，在那边帮助那些有需要的人，这些门徒就围着篝火在那里聊天。
And so they started a small pit, and as Jesus was healing and helping others, they started to chat.
一开始聊得还不错。
At first, it was a good chat, it was a friendly chat.
但是聊着聊着就出问题了。
But then after a while, there were some issues.
门徒之间就起了争执。
They had some arguments.
先是那个彼得向那个马太发难。
First is Peter against Matthew.
因为你知道马太是做税吏的。
Because he's a tax collector.
彼得是打鱼要交税的。
Peter is a fisherman who has to pay those taxes.
所以这些打鱼的交税的这些人辛辛苦苦的哈，还要向这个罗马人交税，他们心里早有怨言。
And so, you know, having to pay tax to Romans, they have a lot of grumbling.
所以他们对马太早有看法。
So they've always had certain things to say to Matthew.
以前是压制着，但是这个时候就爆发出来了。
And since now there's some time, it comes out.
就当面指责马太说，你为什么会背叛你的民族，背叛你的这个国家、家人，去为罗马人服务呢？
And so he says, how dare you betray your people, your country to work for the Romans?
其实马太心中也很自责，他也不讲话。
And Matthew also has guilt and he doesn't say anything.
但是这个约翰和雅各就出来打抱不平了。
And then others came in and jumped in as well.
他们站出来为马太讲话。
And so they stepped in and to talk on behalf of Matthew.
安德烈一看啊，这边是哥俩啊，这个我的兄弟受人这个攻击了，他也站出来站在彼得这一边，所以这一些门徒就吵成一团乱。
And so everyone kind of tried to help each other out, but ends up being a huge fight.
就在这个时候。
At this time.
耶稣从远方踉踉跄跄地走过来。
You see Jesus walk towards him from a distance.
一看就是他已经非常的疲惫。
He looks extremely tired.
浑身大汗。
He's soaked with sweat.
甚至没有力气讲出话来。
Has no strength to even speak.
他只跟这些门徒道了一声晚安，然后径直就走向自己的帐篷。
All he had strength was to say goodnight to the disciples and walked on his tent.
这时候所有的门徒都安静下。
And so at this time, the disciples quieted down.
他们默默地看着耶稣走过去。
They just looked as Jesus walked by.
不再讲话。
And to stop talking.
在那一刻，我突然在门徒的身上看到了我自己。
At that moment, I saw myself in the disciples.
在这位忍受众人的痛苦、医治别人的主的面前，照出我心中的那个骄傲和自私。
And so seeing Jesus is continuously taking upon the sufferings of other people, it showed his our selfishness.
在那个满有恩典的主的面前，照出我对别人的那种苛刻的态度。
And in front of the one who is full of grace, it showed my own critical thinking of others.
在那个充满慈爱的主，用他所有的力气，就是背负别人的重担，来医治那些有需要的人的主的面前。照出我爱心的亏欠。
In the God who is showing so much love and caring and loving all those people, it showed how lack of love I had in my own heart.
弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
受苦的基督，钉十字架的基督， 就像一面镜子一样。
The suffering Christ, the one who goes to the cross, is like a mirror.
可以照亮我们每一个人的生命。
It reflects our own lives.
我们越靠近这位受苦的钉十字架的主，我们就越不可能骄傲。
The more closer we are to Christ, the less likely it is for us to be proud.
这样一位拥有天上地下所有权柄的主，竟然会洗别人脚的这样一位主，在他的面前，你还有什么可夸的呢？我还有什么可夸的呢？
In front of the one who has all power and all ability, yet he comes down to wash man's feet, what else can you say?
十字架就像一把锋利的刀一样。
The cross is like a sharp sword.
会把我们身上的罪跟我们这个新的生命、新的这个人把它切开。
It's able to cut off the sin from our new life.
唯有靠着十字架才能对付我们自己的罪。
Only through the cross can we fight our sin.
唯有你肯打这场仗啊，认真的对付我们身上的这些的罪，我们才有可能更像我们的主。
Only if you're willing to face your sins and to fight this war can we become more like Christ.
然而十字架不是终结。
Yet the cross is not the end.
死亡不是终结。
Death is not the end.
死亡之后有复活。
There's resurrection.
十字架之后有荣耀。
There's glory.
这是为什么在受苦之后主亲自的来向他们显明一点点在神国当中那个荣耀的样子。
And so this is why Jesus came to demonstrate a little bit of what that glory looks like.
就是这些门徒听了这些的信息但是又不大明白的时候耶稣带着三个门徒上了山。
And it's at this time when they hear the message but didn't fully understand.
把他在神国中的荣耀好像揭开一点点的那个面纱一点点的角落让他们窥视到一点点。
That he brought three disciples to show just a little bit of that glory.
哇何等的荣耀、啊、代表旧约的先知的以利亚代表旧约律法的摩西在山上显现了。
To bring Isaiah and Elijah with the law.
甚至从天上天父亲自来讲话为耶稣基督做见证这是我的爱子
Even God the Father speaks, said, this is my beloved son.
耶稣身上带着光是地上找不到的那种的光芒、啊、那个衣服发白实际上不是衣服发白是从里面发出光来耶稣那个荣耀的生命没有办法被拦阻的释放了出来
And even Jesus himself shines with such light that it cannot be found on earth.
就是让这些门徒能够体会到一点点十字架这条道路是通往荣耀的道路。
To give the disciples a glimpse of what the glory is like.
在罗马书里也讲、啊、如果我们同基督同他一同受苦也必和他一同得荣耀。
In Romans it says that indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory.
所以作为结论哈我们关于因十字架的苦难而受的苦呢我们要记住两件事情。
So there are two things that we should understand about the suffering on the cross.
就是十字架是必要的。
The suffering is necessary.
神的荣耀是借着死而复活十字架的苦难才能够进入的。
Jesus' glory comes through the death, but it has a resurrection through the cross.
这也是主对我你我的呼召。
Is also calling to us.
我们如果想得到基督的生命，经历耶稣福音的大能，我们必须有这样的心智啊，忍受十字架所带来的苦难。
If we also want eternal life and to be in the grace of the gospel, we also must face the suffering.
第二件事情我们要记得的啊，十字架的苦难带来的是荣耀。
The second thing is that the suffering on the cross brings glory.
我们这个月是我们的宣教月。
This month is our missions month.
那在我们当中呢，大家会听到宣教士在我们当中的分享。
This month we'll hear messages from our missionaries.
这对夫妇我们已经很熟悉了。
This couple we know very well already.
黄牧师和师母啊，我们都叫他们 Luke 和 Amy。
Luke and Amy that we know already.
因为我们一直在上他们的课程，学习他们所设计的这些的教材。
We've been going through their curriculum.
Luke 本来是 IBM 的软件工程师。
Luke used to be an IBM, a computer scientist for IBM.
那 Amy 以前是做律师的。
And Amy used to be a lawyer.
两个人都有很好的工作。
They both had very good jobs.
但是当他们有一年的时间去到宣教工厂去服侍的时候，他们被神的工作大大的吸引。
But when they worked at a missionary place for a year, they were called.
他们就放弃了自己的工作。
They gave up their jobs.
全心的投入到福音的工厂中。
And completely dedicate their lives to the mission.
一做就是17年。
And it's been 17 years.
在那里造就了很多的门徒。
They trained a lot of disciples.
带领了很多的年轻人，不光是跟随主，而且真是也像他们一样，把生命奉献出来，为主所使用。
They not only led a lot of people to Christ, but a lot of people have dedicated their lives to Christ to lead it.
如今他们所撒下的种子依然在生长，依然在开花结果。
And so the seeds that they have sowed continue to bring fruit.
10月16号啊，主日的时候，他们会因为人在台湾哈，他们会通过网络跟我们分享这个走十字架道路的信息。
And so on October 16th through online streaming, they will give us a message.
那这一对夫妇呢，现在人在香港。
This couple is currently in Hong Kong.
弟兄是刘洋传道。太太叫沈颖师母。
Pastor Young Liu and Ying Shen.
刘洋传道在奉献之前，他是在南方窗的这个在大陆很有名的一个杂志当中做副总编的。
Pastor Young Liu used to be a chief of editorial staff, I think, at a very famous magazine.
那沈颖呢，是在南方周末也是很有名的一个报纸当中做记者的。
Well, Ying Shen used to be a very famous reporter.
他们2012年来到美国，受了神的呼召哈，两个人同时奉献给主。
And in 2012, they came to America and both had a calling from God and gave their life over to God.
在加州正道神学院读书期间呢，他们就开始创办了这个境界网络的福音期刊。
And while in seminary, they started this 境界 magazine.
他们神学院毕业以后呢，就到了香港定居。
And afterwards, they went to Hong Kong to live.
借着香港这个很有利的一个地方呢，来服侍在大陆的人和海外的华人。
And where they served a lot of people from China and a lot of international people.
一个月之前，他们很高兴地告诉我说，他们拿到了在香港永久的定居证了。
And a month ago, they were able to stay permanently in Hong Kong.
他们很开心
，They're very joyful，
因为他们感受到神给他们的呼召，就是在这个时候，在那个地方来服侍主、服侍人。
And because for them, it's a confirmation that God has called them to that place at that time to serve.
虽然因为这几年香港的变动，很多的人，包括基督徒，甚至包括牧师，都选择离开香港。
Although at this time, a lot of things are going on in Hong Kong. A lot of people have decided to leave Hong Kong.
但是他们认定了神给他们的呼召，他们要在那里持续的去服侍下去。
Yet from this, they know that it is calling from God for them to serve.
所以下个主日啊，十月九号，他们两位也是通过网络啊，在香港跟我们有一些分享。
And again, next week through online, they will be able to speak to us.
那除了这两对之外，我们还有这个。Action Mission 啊，这个耶和华万军的宣教士 Christine and Robert 在我们当中有分享。
And other than these two couples, we also have Christine and Robert from to share with us.
Action Mission.
Action Mission.
然后呢，我们整个这个十月份的我们宣教月的主题就是今天我们一起思考的哈，受苦在先，荣耀在后。
And so this month's main theme is suffering first, glory after.
十月三十号最后一个主日，我们有一个主日欢庆。
And at the end of the month, we have a celebration.
我们看耶稣基督走十字架、背十字架、钉十字架的那个舍己的榜样。
We see Jesus' example of carrying the cross.
我们也看到后来的彼得、保罗这一批的门徒也踏上了这一条十字架的窄路。
We also see our disciples follow along Jesus with this narrow road.
我们也听到看到在近处在远处的这些宣教士在我们当中的这些的生命见证的分享。
We also will have seen all kinds of missionary work near and far.
所以最后我们要有一个欢庆。
And so finally we have a celebration.
我们当中的弟兄姐妹也是这样 我们当中的一批的弟兄姐妹在这样走在十字架的道路上。
The brothers and sisters here also are walking on the road of the cross.
一方面，我们学习跟随主的这条的门徒的道路。
On one hand, we're learning about disciples on this path.
一方面，忠心的为主去做见证，带人也进入到教会，进入到神的家中。
And on the other hand, we're also leading people into the church and to know Christ.
所以那一次哈，会有一些新朋友，借着这一次的幸福小组 4.0 的服事，我们所认识的、所带来信主的这些人，会来跟我们一起有一个欢庆的聚会。
So our various the joyful groups will also be there to celebrate together.
所以在这一个月当中，我鼓励大家在听这些分享和信息的时候，思想两个问题。
So in this time, in this month, I encourage everybody to think about these two questions.
第一个问题，我们从这些信息和见证当中，我们听到了哪些走十字架的榜样？
What kind of examples of walking on the path of the cross have we heard?
背十字架跟从主，这是2000多年来神给门徒的呼召。那在这个时代，21世纪，在这个地方，在我们所处的地方，怎么能够变成一个实际？我们怎么能够看到一个好榜样，也踏上这条路呢？
To carry the cross has been told to, from Jesus that for 2,000 years. And how does that look in today in your own life?
请大家仔细听，每一个主日都不要错过。
So please listen carefully to all the different sharings this month.
听的时候要问这个问题，背十字架对于我来说，在今天我应该怎样去做？
What does it look like for me to carry the cross today?
第二个问题我们要问自己的。
And the second is,
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
我愿意吗？
Am I willing?
我们愿意踏上这条路吗？
Am I willing to walk this path?
失丧生命而得生命的道路吗？
To forsake one's life in order to gain.
借着苦难进入荣耀的道路吗？
To go through suffering in order to gain glory.
我们愿意吗？
Are we willing?
愿意回应主的呼召吗？
Are willing to respond to
the call? 在这个时代做主忠心的门徒吗？
To be a faithful Christian.
我们来唱一首回应的诗歌。
Let's sing a song of response.
十字架，十字架，永远是我们的荣耀。但愿我们唱这首诗歌的时候，我们的心也跟着歌词来回应主的呼召。
As we sing, I pray that we are also responding to Christ.